There was a great decree against all Jewish boys being born. They had to be thrown into the Ur. Yocheva gave birth to Moshe, and somehow she kept it a secret for a few months. But now it came to Pasuk Gimel v'layachla, Oid. She couldn't hide him anymore, and she had to place him in as well. She made a special basket, and she placed him into it. Moshe Rabbeinu's sister Miriam Anavia, in Pasuk Dalet, says she was standing to the side to watch. Ma Yeyasaloi. What would occur? Miriam Hanaviah, who had full confidence that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to save Klal Yisrael, even before he was born, certainly once he was already in existence, it says she was watching. Here it was. It looked like it was all over. Ma Yeyasaloi, what? The word ma normally means what will occur here. How is it possible that he's going to save the Jews if he's already in a dangerous situation? The Chofetz Chaim points out a fascinating thing. The words ma Yeyasaloi, not the only time in the Torah it appears. It appears somewhere else. Years later, in the end of Parsha Shalach, there was a person in the desert who violated Shabbos, publicly was Mechal Shabbos. We call him the Mekoshesh Eitzim. The Mekoshesh Eitzim at the end of Parsha Shalach is now brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayanichu oisei b'mishmar. They put him in a holding cell, in a jail. Why did they do that? Ki loy pirish. They were unsure. Ma yeyasaloi. Same words. They weren't sure. Simple interpretation. What would occur to him? Rashi there explains, no. When it came to the Mekoshesh Eitzim, they understood right away that there was a death penalty on the table. Ma Yeyasaloi means they weren't sure which death penalty was supposed to occur. They weren't sure how he was supposed to die, but they knew the punishment was going to be death penalty. So the word Ma Yeyasaloi over there does not mean what would occur, but how it should occur. So the Chofetz Chaim says it's the same thing over here. Miriam HaNeviah had 100% confidence that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be saved, and he was going to save Klal Yisrael. She went to watch not what would happen with Moshe Rabbeinu, but how the miracle would happen, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was in the Ur at this point in time, that all seemed lost, will not perish, will survive to eventually redeem the Jews. Ma Yeyasaloi, that was her emunah she had at that point in time. Not what will occur, how it will occur. It's a different way of approaching things. Interestingly, at the end of Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Yidden have Az Yashem Moshe Rabbeinu. They all sing a great song. Afterward, Miriam HaNeviah adds a song as well. And the commentators are very concerned. What did she come to add that wasn't already stated in the first Shira? One of the interpretations is that she had insight to one event that nobody in the world had insight to. None of Klal Yisrael. This moment in this week's Parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in that perilous situation and she had full confidence. So she wanted to add on that detail. When we're talking about Az Yashir, we're talking all the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he got us out of Mitzrayim and all of that. She wanted to add on, by the way, I want to tell you one detail no one knows about. I saw when he was in a perilous situation, but with 100% confidence he was going to be redeemed. But I want to repeat over that nace. So the Torah repeats the Shira of Miriam HaNeviah and the other females of that time, because this detail is being added. For us, it's an amazing idea. She's adding a detail that occurred 80 plus years earlier. A detail that no one saw. If not for her deciding to sneak out with full confidence, no one would have known about that event. We have to know in our lives as well. Full confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting Am Yisrael. And if we don't see it, sometimes 99% or even 100% of Klal Yisrael doesn't get to see it. That's what we have to work on this Shabbos. The emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, whether we see it or not.